on.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very happy football Thursday to you. And got a good show for you tonight. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, the analyst, former offensive lineman, joins us to give his takes on what the Browns did in the draft. But specifically, I think we want to get into, I want to move this conversation to what they really didn't do and what that means. And by that, I mean what positions sort of left untouched after much discussion about the potential for them to be addressed, quarterback being the main one. I want to get into that with the Deke and see what he thinks about it. And we got a lot of other areas we can get into as far as just the overall approach to the draft. And you're going to hear from one of the draft picks, third rounder, Leon McFadden, joins us by phone. We'll get some, we chatted him up from Southern California, and we'll hear what he has to say just about being selected by the Browns and what kind of contribution he thinks he could make. Confident kid. And he should be. He comes into this with some really good athletic talent and some decent cachet. There were people around this league, talked about it last night, and I'll say it again, around this league who feel, and I mean credible observers, who feel that he was a quality player who could have been taken higher than the third. I don't know how much higher, but at least one individual I spoke with, Gil Brandt, said second round. And by the way, Gil's going to join the show tomorrow. We'll hear what he has to say about the entire draft. He is the guru when it comes to that. Your questions and comments, we get them via the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page at Browns_daily, our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, and voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, as this gentleman did.
My name is Jay, and I was wondering about what are your thoughts about Tebow coming to the Browns?
Jay, thank you. My thoughts are that it shouldn't happen. My thoughts are that I know there's speculation that the Browns would be a team interested in acquiring him. They might very well be. I know Tebow's been out there, and when he's had opportunities to talk about where he would like to go in the NFL, he's mentioned New Orleans. I don't know if he's going to get an opportunity in the league, period, let alone from the Browns. I really don't. What I don't see in Tebow is a guy who can truly do it on a consistent basis as a passer, and he has to be that first. He has to be that. You can't be a quarterback in the NFL if that's not the first thing you do well. It isn't the first thing he does well. And a lot is said that the Jets screwed things up with him, and that the Jets situation overall is a mess, but particularly so at quarterback. And I buy that to a great degree, that they haven't handled things the best way, the right way. But that really isn't the issue with regard to Tebow. It isn't. I mean, it's mentioned by those who would say he gets a raw deal. It wasn't right. The setting wasn't right for him. The way he was employed was all wrong, or wasn't employed by them in their offense. Tony Sparano messed it up as a coordinator, on and on and on. But the core ability that you see there just doesn't do it. And I don't see how that's helpful to this Browns team. He's a gadget guy at best. When you think of all the machinations, put him at tight end, put him at running back, get the ball in his hand and let him run with it. If you're trying to incorporate that in this Browns offense, you're doing a disservice, I think, to the offense as a whole, the team as a whole. I think you're stunting what has to be continued growth for your inexperienced quarterback. The Browns fully seem committed to going forward with Brandon Whedon. I think that's pretty obvious. And if that's the case, as long as that's the case, I don't think putting a gadget guy in there that you want to utilize is going to make that better in any possible way. Ryan from Facebook, he says it's not difficult to say that the defense should be better than last year's group. Now let's hope that North Turner is the genius that everyone seems to think he is, or this offense won't do squat and the defense will tire out quickly. Ryan goes on to say, also, let's hope that Grandpa Whedon, like I can call him Grandpa, continues to stay healthy. Well, I'm not. He, Ryan, is. Otherwise, this team is toast, Ryan says. Well, you're right. A lot of stock has been placed in Turner's ability to turn around the offense. And Turner slash Rob Chudzinski. Got to talk about it as a duo because they're both going to be, they were hired to be highly influential in making this offense better. And if they don't, toast might be a good word because there is the heavy dependency there. There's more certainty, if that's the right way to put it. There's more reason to believe their coaching would do more for this offense than the assumption, that assumption versus the assumption that there's enough talent to make the offense great or really good or good. That's the unknown. And it's not to say the talent won't match up and do the job, but I can't sit here and say that because it's too young, it's too raw, especially, again, at that QB spot. And until that's figured out, until we know what that's about, until we know truly how much these receivers have developed and gotten better, how much of an impact Devon Best makes, what happens at tight end, which falls into the category of younger people trying to figure out how to play this game and play it well, particularly Jordan Cameron, because that continues to be, now that we didn't see a tight end in this draft, and we saw what free agency brought the team, which is limited in terms of big playability, but based on their history, you're counting on coaching to make the difference in a big way, Ryan. You're right. I have no argument with that. And I got to get this one here to Daniel from Facebook. He says, I love the Browns, but it gets tougher to be a fan when you have a draft that you barely participated in. And he ends it with, go Browns. Okay, Daniel. Well, yeah, it's a challenge. This team will challenge you, definitely. It has for a long time. Why should it be any different now? So you look at it and say, maybe between free agency, I mean, I'm just going to ask you to broaden your lens a little bit. You kept that focused right on the draft. Broaden the lens to include the free agency acquisitions. Broaden the lens to include the development of younger players, and broaden the lens to say or see that who among the few players that were selected in this draft can make an impact. And yes, it's putting a whole lot on Barkevious Mingo and on Leon McFadden. It's saying those two guys are going to do something significant right away. That's what. So if you're able to do that, and if you're not able to do that, then yeah, it's tough. It is tough. I'm not saying tough cookies to you. I'm saying it is tough to go through this if you just want to keep that very tight focus on the draft. I hear you. Five players won't do that for inspiring the fan base, but that's not how that was approached. That wasn't the concern in doing it that way. It was basically seeing things, as I just laid it out for you, with the broader lens, the wider lens. All right, we've got more coming up in a couple of minutes. Going to get some draft thoughts, Browns thoughts, from Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNO.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a dry works filter for just $19.99. You'll save about $10. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Non-stop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. New this year. Now 5 days a week and a more convenient flight time from Paris. Learn more at flypittsburgh.com. Click save. Fly.
Thursday is draft night at Champs. Any draft beer is just $3 all day at Champs every Thursday. Champs, your premier sports bar and grill with locations in Valley View, Lyndhurst, and Westlake.
Joseph A. Bang, the expert in men's apparel.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this entire hour of Browns discussion. And Browns fans unite. The season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the new, in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, that's where that word new comes in, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. To the Rebel Wireless Hotline we go now to talk with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. And Doug, I think one of the afterthoughts of this draft, and it was a main thought going into it, how the Browns would handle potentially quarterback situation, if it would be something they'd address, pick somebody up along the line, even if it wasn't a first-round pick. The fact is they go through the entire draft without signing a QB. I know they can still do something possibly in the free agent market between now and the start of the training camp, but bottom line is I think they've put all their focus on getting Brandon Whedon ready to be the starter of this team.
Yeah, it sure looks that way, and I think, you know, he deserves another year to find out, you know, exactly how he's going to function, especially when you think that, you know, the Norv Turner Chud offense is probably more suitable to what he does. And I think, you know, you'll see a growth in Brandon Whedon. And, I, you know, with that, you know, the way they handled the draft, they got themselves pretty much in position for next year. If things, you know, don't work out, they can make a move to, you know, get the top quarterback. But I think, you know, Brandon Whedon with a year under his belt and more comfortable with the skilled position players around him and a healthy Trent Richardson will, you know, take a big step this year.
Yeah, and it's got to do something for his confidence, too. Not that he lacked it, but I'm sure you're Brandon Whedon and you see all the change that's happening, new coach, new people making decisions, and he was essentially auditioning during the course of last year for what would likely be a new regime coming in, and he didn't have the best of seasons, and we know he struggled very much in the latter part of the year. but now he comes into this offseason maybe somewhat refreshed. And now that this draft is over, I would think that to some degree, and as you said, this could all change next year, but there's at least temporarily a weight lifted from him.
Yeah, and I think the fact that, you know, he did some self-analysis in the offseason and found some things that he thought were probably detrimental to, you know, what he was trying to accomplish in regards to patting the football and getting back to get set up, and the fact that they'll probably run a lot more out of the shotgun than they have in years past. You know, there's just things that I think will, you know, help him, you know, besides the experience factor of going through it last year, you know, the ability to critique oneself and, you know, find out the shortcomings and work on them.
This wasn't like a big fanfare type of acquisition by any means. The price was very low. But in the course of this draft, the Browns came out with a veteran wide receiver in Devon Bess, a slot guy. I think that for as understated a move as this was, it could prove to be really critical to how things go with Brandon Whedon and this offense. And my point is that you've got some more experience that you didn't have in the receiving corps, number one. And number two, at that slot position where you're running those critical routes that allow you to pick up the first down, those big third down catches that the quarterback needs to look for. And, you know, on a consistently reliable basis, Brandon Whedon didn't have that. And the Browns really haven't had that. Devon Bess could provide that.
Well, yeah, they, you know, obviously didn't have a lot of years' experience at, you know, wide receiver, and then you get a guy that's caught, I think, an average of 60-some passes over the last 4 years. That's a big plus for you, and you just hope he's, you know, as productive as Wes Welker was when, you know, New England plucked him out of Miami a few years ago. And, I mean, I don't think you're going to see those kind of numbers, but, you know, it's nice to have somebody when in doubt you go to and can get you the first downs and keep the football.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, the offensive line was not addressed in any major way. The final pick of the draft, Garrett Gilkey from Chadron State, was brought aboard, and he'll be obviously a guy, a project, whatever, who is going to possibly provide depth, or at the very least just give them someone else to have in the mix for rotations and training camp. But there was a lot of talk that this team needed interior line help, find somebody to help them upgrade at guard. They clearly have made the conclusion they can, and I'm going to say get by, but I think it's more than that they can be comfortable enough with this line going forward without any major change right now.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, the fact that Jason Pinkston appears to be, you know, able to come back is a big plus for him. And, you know, you look at the way LaVal has played. If he can get his third year in the league, you know, as a starter, he should have a better feel, you know, for the game. And I think, you know, with that said, you know, there was other areas of need that they needed to go to. And, you know, obviously, you know, when you go to convert to a 3-4, you've got to get pass rushers on the outside, and they addressed that. And then, of course, we knew they needed a cornerback. And, you know, the McFadden kid out of San Diego State, I called Brian Sipe, and Brian said, "This, you know, you're going to love this kid. You know, he's got great instincts, and he used to drive me crazy in practice," because Brian was the quarterback coach, and he said, you know, every time we'd throw an out on his side, he'd intercept it. So, you know, when, you know, a guy that's played the game, you know, gives a guy high marks, I think that's a big plus.
Yeah, it really is. And McFadden absolutely has to, I think, make an impact. He can't be just a guy that, we'll see how he comes along and bring him along next year or whatever. I think that when you make a pick like that in the third round, when you had such a definite need at corner, and you can't obviously look at this lineup and say, no, if this doesn't work out, you just put that player there. I don't know that the Browns are in position for that. I think they've put a lot of eggs in the McFadden basket.
Yeah, and I mean, he's, you know, definitely is a guy that, you know, appears to have the ability because he's got the quick feet. And, yeah, you know, you look at it and you say, we could have taken, somebody higher, but, you needed a pass rusher. You know, and if you get the pass rusher, the guy doesn't have to cover quite as long. So, you know, it's you know, there's two ways to approach it, and they approach it with the idea to put heat on the quarterback first.
And I would think that it's fair to assume the heat will be turned up. I mean, if nothing else, Barkevious Mingo, I'm not saying is the finished product by any means, and I don't know that the Browns see him that way either. At 237 pounds, pretty light guy to go on that 6'4 frame, so you would have to think there's got to be some growth, development physically, muscle added, all that. And then techniques. He's a defensive end in college who's going to be converted to an outside linebacker. There's a lot of learning that goes along with that. There's pass rush moves and all that that he has to hone and develop and refine. But all that said, can't you basically turn a guy like that loose as a rookie, put him in favorable situations where it's just, hey, tear after the quarterback, and then along the way you groom him?
Yeah, it's quarterback ball, quarterback. Those are assignments. But, you know, and the thing is, he has the kind of frame. He's got the wide shoulders that can, you know, he can add some pounds. And from what I had heard from people, you know, he was a guy that, you know, hit the weight room and hit it hard. And I think, you know, anytime you get a speed rusher, the big compliment to a speed rush on the edge would be a guy that then can get you on your heels and use a power rush. So, you know, if they can build him up to, you know, another 10 pounds or so, you know, I think you're going to see a guy that's going to have a great upside.
Not much that I know we can really say about the 18 undrafted free agents that the Browns signed, because you just don't know what these guys are all about. But they can't be dismissed, Doug. You find some players in groups like these, and through the years, the NFL has always produced some gems, and the Browns in recent years have found guys who have played and been somewhat productive for them who have not been drafted. So what stands out to me, though, is how they approach this with going after five wide receivers, and this is where they went bigger with offensive linemen, with four O-linemen in this group. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out and who from this group can stick and make a contribution.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing is, you know, if you can catch one or two there, you've got some great, finds. Last year we had Fort and we had Robertson, you know, guys that came in and, you know, contributed greatly. And the way these guys, you know, usually make the ball club is on special teams. And we look at Bademosi. I mean, here's a kid that, you know, kind of was a mirror of Josh Cribbs on the coverage teams. And, you know, he's made a name for himself. Now he's got a chance to, you know, maybe challenge for a safety position. So, yeah, if you can get, you know, hit on one or two of these free agents, and, you know, I've seen some, and those are the guys you really pull for, the free agents, because, you know, they're just there. They're not getting a big check. They're not getting a lot of pub coming out. But, you know, that doesn't mean they don't have the heart. And I think that sometimes these kids just play so hard that they're fun to watch.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. I spoke recently with Bill Polian, the former general manager of the Colts and the Bills and the Panthers, six-time NFL Executive of the Year. The guy knows his stuff when it comes to personnel. He said that when you talk about undrafted guys, there's a heart, drive, and desire that they have that does carry over. In many cases, they were walk-ons in college, so no one believed in them there, and they've had that massive chip on their shoulder to carry. And the other thing is that they don't have the burden of expectation, that when you come in as a high-round draft pick, you have to live up to something. When you come in with no draft pick, no, you're not drafted at all, you are really just got a clean slate, and everything you do is just proving it.
Yeah, and I go back to, you know, the era when I played. You know, you get little Dino Hall, you know, who would have thought this guy, you know, there was times that he couldn't even get into the stadiums on game day because they didn't think he was a football player. But, you know, he turned out to, you know, be one of the most productive kick returners. And I played next to Robert Jackson, and, you know, here's a guy that was a free agent out of Duke. You know, went there as a quarterback, and, you know, he started for 10 or 11 years, you know, as a guard, and he was probably one of the most consistent players we had. And, he was somebody that all of a sudden you sit there and you say, how'd they miss him in the draft?
Yeah. Well, Doug, appreciate it, and we will catch up with you again next week.
Okay.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Charles Osgood. I live in New York City, where you walk everywhere all year long. And when you're outside that much, you need more than just sunscreen or regular sunglasses. You need polarized prescription sunglasses with Experio UV lenses. They eliminate 100% of the sun's blinding reflective glare. And they offer maximum UV protection so you can see clearly and your eyes are protected. Ask your eye care professional about Experio UV Superior Polarized Sun Lenses. It's the best vision under the sun.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blasville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, Depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend it all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to you now. The juicy broth, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville, because you've entered Springville, Happyville, alive at lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thought, Ville. Why would you ever leave Ville? And all the other great Villes that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes. Get outside and let the Villing begin.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
See your questions and comments from Facebook, Twitter. By the way, my Twitter account directly, if you want to send stuff there, is at VICCARUCCI, and a whole bunch of you do, and we make good use of that, by the way. And also, oh, yeah, this reminds me, so next Wednesday, what is it, in the 8th of May, I think it is, yeah. May 8th, Wednesday, May 8th, we're going to do something we hope will be kind of fun here. At 5:30 p.m., we're going to have it, we're going to start a chat at clevelandbrowns.com with yours truly. And I'll be chatting from like 5:30 up to showtime at 6. So you'll submit your questions and stuff there, comments, whatever you want to do when we go into this chat mode. And I'll respond to them, but in the course of that, what I'm looking for is that you will, we're going to use your questions and comments and work them into the show. So it'll sort of be a, you're going to help produce that night's show by driving the conversation in this chat room. Okay, so so be ready for that. And, you know, we'll promo it also, and we'll mention this again on the show, but we'll promo it on clevelandbrowns.com and on our various social media assets. But I think it'll be fun to kind of have a little half-hour discussion with what's on your mind about the team leading up to this show, leading up to airtime, and then it'll effectively be what we do every day, which is, you know, prep for the show and discuss what good topics will be there and ponder what those will be. And I rely heavily, as you know, as we're going to do in this segment too, on your questions and comments via social media and such, because that an email, and it's very, very helpful. Okay. Because I think it just keeps our interactive connection, right? Terry from Facebook says, I don't know why people are saying Barkevious Mingo is undersized. He's 6'4", 241, prototype NFL outside linebacker, 6'3", or 6'4", 240 to 260 pounds, and he's 22. He might bulk up a little in the NFL. Well, Terry, actually, Barkevious said when he arrived in Cleveland last week that he's around 237. And he definitely worked to put on some weight leading up to the off-season programs and all that from his collegiate career at LSU. And I think he got above the 237 mark from what I understood. And then kind of the weight kind of came down. Because I think it's a challenge for him. You know, you're talking about his physical makeup. You mentioned he's 22. Your metabolism, whatever, high burn. It's a longer physique. It's the kind of thing that adding weight for him as an athlete and definitely as he's moving around, working out, probably is a challenge. Now, Brad Roll, the Browns strength and conditioning coach, will get his hands on him and certainly get him into a program that will be designed to get him to be a bigger player. So just to the point of your weight description, you're accurate in saying that right around, you know, it's a range. You mentioned a 20-pound range of 240 to 260 for outside linebackers, and it depends on the type of 3-4 scheme you run, how you utilize these guys. And this isn't the Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick style of bigger, larger outside linebackers who are effectively, you think of like Lawrence Taylor, you think of guys that would be defensive linemen, conceivably, with the way they're put together. This is much more of that, I think, leaner type of player who drops into coverage, who's very athletic, and Mingo fits that. But he is, I mean, by your reference of 240, 260, he's below that. How much bigger can he get and how well he could sustain that is a legitimate question. It does not mean that he can't be highly effective, great, productive, any of those things. It just means that it's not crazy to say he's a little undersized from a weight standpoint. Height, fine. And basketball skill, leaping ability, I mean, athletic ability. There's a lot of, when you go to the plus minus with Mingo, the pluses, I think, far outweigh the minuses in regard to his physique. Now, Jared from Facebook says, why are people in love with D. Milner? Or the thought of the Browns drafting D. Milner is what he's talking about. Because even if both Milner and Joe Hayden had played perfectly, they couldn't cover tight ends and the slot, Jared goes on to say. Better to have a great pass rush, and that's what they are building. You aren't plugging every hole in one draft. Sensible point, and it's not just because I thoroughly agree with you, and I was not in favor of the Milner selection as many of you were. I do think it's the pass rush first, and I do think that your point is well taken about tight ends and slot receivers, because you're going to have invariably holes in your coverage underneath seams. There are spaces, there's areas where passes are completed in the NFL. Not everybody is covered, and that's such a great point. Put the two best corners out there and lock down, and this just doesn't happen in the league, lock down your numbers one and two wide receivers, you are going to have someone else open. Slot or tight end, as you point out, or, again, go to go to a multiple receiver set, and that third guy is getting open if he's not wherever he might be, the fourth guy. You're going to have – it just depends on what you're doing and what you're seeing. The running back, somebody can catch a pass, and corners just can't take care of everything. I'm all in favor of having the best possible people at those positions. I just think that if you looked at the value of what you needed to do with your top pick, where this team is now, if this team already had, if you knew you had at least two dynamic pass rushers, and that I mean in addition to Paul Kruger, if you knew Jabal Sheard was all that as an outside linebacker, and even though there's faith that he will do well in the transition, you still say, but who's our other butt-kicking, dominant pass rusher? And the answer that the Browns have given is Barkevius Mingo. And that, I think, to your point, helps, and to the point of you're making to those who were still more in love with the idea of getting Milner, I think that's where the difference is. I think that's where you get more production and a better solution, potentially, by the way. And Mingo still has to do it. So this is just based on the reasoning behind what's done. And that's all we can really talk about now until these guys play. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the cornerback the Browns did draft, the third rounder, Leon McFadden. What he has to say, he'll be on the line with us from his hometown in Southern California. That is next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard, great when he claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here? Cook, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! You could not write a script like this!
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/always open. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football Thursday, and appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us. And how about this? See Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium. That's on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. And this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And I'm with us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is the Browns' third-round draft pick, Leon McFadden from San Diego State. Leon, first of all, welcome to the Browns.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start with this, Leon. A lot of discussion about the fact that you come into a defense that had a crying need for cornerback, and they go ahead and address it with you in the third round. Does that ramp it up as far as pressure, the feeling that you've got to deliver quickly and deliver in a big way for this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's pressure that's not taken in the wrong way. I can take the pressure and turn it into a positive, or, you know, to motivate me to work hard. I mean, it's an opportunity, and go out there and work hard.
And I think one of the big things that stands out about you, among many, in a great way, is the fact that you come into this with a high level of football and basic academic intelligence. You're an instinctive guy. You have the goods in that regard, which is critical for a defense that's going to put you in a very tough spot right away. You know about Ray Horton's scheme, or at least I'm sure you've gotten some basic principles of it. It's very challenging for a cornerback, and you got to keep your head about you at all times.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times, and it's just a defense that you really have to take the time to learn.
What are some of the things about this defense that stand out to you as a corner? We talk a lot about what it will mean to the outside linebackers like Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo and the linemen, but what about from a cornerback standpoint?
Just the brief little rundown that I got about it, I just, you know, really have, like I said, really have to look at the different calls and different schemes and coverages that I've never ran before, but I have to adjust to and learn.
Now, you look at you from a physical standpoint, just under 5'10", you weigh 193 pounds. The height thing is brought up, obviously, as a little bit of a concern because ideally, especially in today's NFL, corners, the taller corners seem to be more in vogue. But, again, this didn't discourage the Browns from going after you, and it certainly hasn't discouraged you from making yourself someone that a bunch of teams looked at closely. But how do you see that? I mean, is that, in your mind, any kind of an issue?
No, in my mind, I don't think it's an issue at all. You know, I'm a competitive person, so I don't really take my height as a problem at all.
And talk about that. Because people look also at the fact that you weigh 193 and you're a very solidly built guy, we could see that in you. Is that how you deal with that? In other words, when it comes to that bigger receiver that you're going to face, and you're going to face some big guys, as you well know, in the National Football League, is it a matter of just being able to kind of use your size, your bulk with them to not get overwhelmed? And also, is it also a matter of timing jumps and such?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it comes down to technique with the bigger guys, or, I mean, anybody in the National Football League. I mean, it's the best of the best. So you really have to, you know, pay attention to your technique and to the opponent's tendencies and whatnot.
The other, I think, great thing for a guy like yourself as a rookie is to know that at the other end of this defense from you, the cornerback is Joe Haden, one of the better corners in the league. How much does that mean to you, and what are your thoughts about playing with Joe as a teammate?
My thoughts, he's a great player. You know, I feel honored to be able to go into this defense and, you know, learn some things from him and take some things and intertwine it with my game on how I play. I think he's going to be a good person to talk to learn the system.
Leon McFadden, Browns third-round draft pick, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. You're the son of a former Major League Baseball player, Leon McFadden Sr. What was it like to grow up with a baseball-playing dad?
It was good. My dad always pushed me to my potential. He didn't push me into the sport of baseball like he played. He wanted me to play the sport that I loved, and he obviously knew it was football. And, you know, he always told me to be competitive. And, you know, at this point now, I'm carrying myself as a professional and working hard at everything that I do. And that was a big thing growing up in the household. He really helped on that. Both parents were really hard on me about school. And if I'm going to play something, do it to my best of my ability.
But baseball was definitely in the cards for you, though, right? I mean, you had that option and that ability to do so. What, you know, how did you kind of balance the thoughts of playing baseball versus football?
Football was just my game that I love more than baseball. In a nutshell, to sum it up in a nutshell, that's how I felt about football. That's what I wanted to do. You know, baseball was something that I like, you know, enjoyed playing and whatnot. And I did have, you know, some love for the game, but football was my outlet.
And how much is there to be said for the fact that you watched your dad as not only someone who played the game of professional baseball, but played professional sports? Is there a sense, an understanding on your part of responsibility that kind of goes with being a pro athlete, the things that pull at you from all directions? I mean, did you pay attention to that, much of that, and take that in as a young man to, and maybe incorporate that now into your life going into the professional ranks?
Definitely. Everything that my father taught me and how he's raised me thus far, I mean, I've taken it and I will relate it to my everyday life now as a professional, things that he told me what to do, what not to do. So I really appreciate him, you know, the whole time growing up, him telling me what's the correct way to go about things.
And as someone coming from San Diego State across the country to the Cleveland Browns and to this climate of Northeast Ohio, knowing, I'm sure, or at least having some sense of what that's all about, Leon, how do you view that? As this is going to be a pretty much of a cultural shock for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it as well. You know, it's going to be colder than what I've ever been used to, but it's going to be a good experience. You know, to get out of California and go and be in Ohio and have all seasons or whatnot, and never been a part of that.
Now, what are the next steps for you? You got a rookie camp coming up a weekend from this weekend, correct?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am. Can't wait for it, actually.
And I guess at that point you really get indoctrinated about the playbook and the scheme, and I imagine to get out there on the field as a wearing a professional uniform, even though you're not in pads and such, has got to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal. Definitely something
that
I'm looking forward to.
Great. Well, Leon, thank you. We look forward to seeing you when you get back here, and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Leon McFadden, third-round draft pick of the Browns, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
All right, girls. Mother's Day is next week. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy, How about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is next week. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's berries.com, secret code 7070.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshall's? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshall's and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. And I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Shotgun. Cousins back. 3rd and 11. Back to pass. He fires over the middle. Tip. Intercepted. T.J. Ward. 35. 30. 25. 20. He's to the 10. A little jitterbug.
Cleveland Browns play on ESPN 850, WKNR.
They get to Richardson, he's to the 10, to the 5, he's in, touchdown!
The brand new Browns home is ESPN 850, WKNR.
No doubt about it!
Tell me it isn't awesome to hear Jimmy Donovan's call. I mean, just hearing that now. It's May 2nd. Yeah, it's a beautiful, sunny. We're looking forward to warmer weather, and we're not thinking deep, hard football thoughts. But we do on the show, of course, every night. But when you hear the Jimmy call, and to know, obviously, it's going to be here and be part of this. WKNR is the home of the Browns. Officially, that started yesterday. This is it's just good stuff. It just puts you in a great frame of mind, does it not? All right, questions, comments. Sean from Twitter says the Browns did not fill all their needs, but if building a first class kitchen, don't grab available crappy fridge because the one you have is equally crappy. That's pretty good, logic there. But in a short 140 characters. Sean gets the essence of what this is about. You don't just grab bodies to grab bodies if they're not the right ones. And that is, in a nutshell, in a Twitter feed, about as good a commentary on what the draft was about. May not chat, not going to change opinions of those who wanted more. But that's what Sean said. James from Facebook, he said, he's talking about the commentary on this year's draft. Just like everyone screaming for Justin Blackmon last year. And Josh Gordon ended up having the best season among rookie wide receivers. Everyone blasted Mitchell Schwartz, but he turned out to be a great right tackle and future Pro Bowler. Wow. This is from James, as I said. We'll see about the Pro Bowler part, but he definitely stepped in and was impressive as a rookie. I agree with that. He said, James goes on to say, Whedon also played well for a rookie whose biggest weapons were also rookies in Trent Richardson, Gordon, Travis Benjamin. Whedon, Schwartz, Gordon, Benjamin, and Richardson are not rookies anymore. Right. Plus, Richardson will come in next season fully healthy, and Gordon will start all 16 games. Okay, a lot of projections here. And then finally, he says the Browns will have a great offense next season. Well, I love your enthusiasm. I don't know if it'll be a great offense, James. I will settle for it being a better offense and expect that from, as I addressed a little bit earlier in the show, from the reason you expect that, which is the coaching to go along with it. Your points about better health, more experience, yeah. But we're still talking about young, and with young is highly unpredictable as far as what these guys will do in this very early stages of your career. You know, you're not talking about a bunch of Joe Thomas's six-time Pro Bowlers, Mr. Reliables. We don't know that. We don't know that. And I'm not going to try to paint that picture that, oh, yeah, everything's great. I want to see it as much as anyone wants to see it. But I'm aboard with how it's being put together, where the hope should come. The hope should come from the coaching, and that this offensive coaching staff has some real talent, beginning with Rob Chudzinski as head coach and obviously North Turner as offensive coordinator. And in Rob and Norv, we trust is kind of the way this is being presented, frankly. That's what it comes down to. And in the Browns' previous drafting, along with whatever else rounds out the rest of this roster from a free agency perspective, and it's again all defensive driven right now, but it's defensive driven. Yet, if that defense is what this team thinks it is, what we all kind of hope it is, the offense is going to be better. They don't work in a vacuum. If the defense is giving that offense a shorter field, if it's doing its part, if we're seeing those hurried throws and interceptions and fumbles from this dominant pass rush that is the expected result of all this investment in front seven, then, yeah, offense should thrive from that. Now, Mark from Facebook says the Browns will be just fine. I like the fact that they are looking past this season and are trying to put people in to build us into an even better team. Yes, we may go 8-8, or maybe a little worse this season, but it takes steps to ensure that the future looks brighter, Mark goes on to say. I welcome all the Browns draft picks and hope that their work ethic that allowed them to be drafted continues and brings the Browns much-wanted success in the near future. Thanks, love my Browns no matter what. Okay, and that's an optimistic, positive person, and God bless you for that, Mark. But to the real crux of this Facebook posting is about looking past this season. That's not entirely accurate. You don't just look past the season, but you look at this year with an eye toward next year. I call it connecting the 2 years. That what you did in this year's draft is related to what you want to have in place for next year's draft, or for maneuvering before the draft, or for making potential deals. Talked about it with Doug Deacon. If this quarterback thing doesn't work out with Brandon Whedon, then you want to enhance your fallback position with trade capital. And that's really what this is all about. In a larger sense, not just that position, but it's trade capital to improve anywhere. Rick from Facebook says you can't have too many pass rushers, and Ray Horton brings it. I like the pick of Mingo. He says if you can get to the quarterback, you don't need great corners. Glad it wasn't Geno Smith. and 31 other NFL teams agree, was Rick's statement of the draft. I tell you what, the commentary on the draft has been awesome. You guys have been really great about that. And some of the stuff is predictably kind of silly and pointless, but I don't bring your silly and pointless ones into the show. Those of you who put some thought into this, good or bad, and it's thoughtful, you get included. So good job in this show in particular. We want to thank Doug Deacon for being part of the show, Leon McFadden for joining us, Lauren Whitaker for getting together all these great comments and questions. Drew Boatner, want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. What's next, 3 Deep, Dino? 3 Deep is next. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.